Now, our second approach to find the integral control is actually just do approximation. This actually most of the time is also very effective and is actually simple to do. What you're actually going to do is instead of using a perfect integral weighting function, we're going to perturb the pole a little bit so that instead of W equal 1 over S, we're going to do 1 over S plus epsilon, where epsilon is a very, very small number. Then we just go ahead to compute the H-infinity controller with the such small numbers. Then we're going to see the H-infinity controller has a pole at that point. And that's usually that's the case. So we're going to end up with a controller has a pole at a very, very small point. And then we can see that we can just drop that value, so we'll get an integral controller. So we get an approximate integral control, integral controller. And we can also do the same thing for the H2 case. And we can see that the H-infinity performance is not going to change much at all. There's only a very, very little variation. So actually, this approach can be very effective in most of the applications. And what is also nice about it is that you don't really need to do all the reformulations.